Good morning, everyone, and to the world out there. Right now, you may hear a few noises in my background, but it is around 7:30 in the morning, which is not too early, but I wanted to have a quick conversation about the importance of setting time aside to be away from technology. I know this may sound crazy, because the world is so much more technologically advanced than it was in the past years. I myself, being an 80s baby, I grew up with AOL. I didn't grow up with a cell phone in my hand, nor did I grow up with a computer in my house. And there I grew up at a point in time when TV actually used to shut off at midnight. But now, in the world where TV stays on 24/7, we have a computer in our hands, computers in our houses, Wi-Fi everywhere. I feel like sometimes we are so hooked in to technology that we don't see the world around us and the things that are happening around us. And that when the outside world actually penetrates that bubble of technology, things just go haywire because some of us are unfortunately not able to be or not fully equipped on how to handle that type of situation, or mostly any situation that permeates through the atmosphere of being a part of sitting in technology. So yes, ironically, I am using my phone to record this, but I spent my morning when I woke up not looking in my phone. I didn't check an email. I didn't check Facebook. I didn't check Instagram. Nothing at all was checked. The only thing that was done was me getting myself put together this morning. So what I did is I took the time to get myself ready, which involved brushing my teeth and all that good stuff. But I did so without looking at my phone. And I know somebody may be like, why do you keep repeating this whole looking at your phone thing? Most of us get ready in the morning. Yes, it's true. Most people do get ready in the morning for their day, but also most people tend to wake up with their phone in hand. Their phone is their alarm clock. They wake up, they roll over, they pick up their phone, and they're walking with their phone the entire morning throughout every step of the way, throughout brushing their teeth, throughout using the restroom, even while eating breakfast. There's majority of people aren't even having conversations with their family members, if they happen to live with family members, because they are on their phone and they're heading out the door on their phone. If they're riding a school bus, I've seen it in my neighborhood, the teenagers on their phone waiting to get on the bus. I've seen the adults at their car before they get in the car on their phone. And then their phone is what they use to maybe listen to music or set up Bluetooth in their car. I feel like this distraction, while of course I'm not knocking anything about technology and all the advancements, because I do see the good in it, I do use it for my business and use it to be able to speak to you guys out there. I just feel like at some days and some moments, the time should be taken to just set it aside. Just take a break and take some deep breaths and find yourself a practice outside of being on your phone. Now, a conversation that I have with my husband all the time is what he tells me is it to be more of someone who does things, to be a doer more though than someone who speaks about doing things. And the problem herein lies with individuals who do that is that when we speak about doing something, which is so easy, it's, if anybody else has heard the saying, it's easier said than done. a lot of plans are made for, this is anybody, to be done throughout the day. But what happens is, from this, from my experience, is technology gets in the way. You'll say, okay, I'm going to get up and I'm going to exercise today, or I'm going to get up and I'm going to do this. But you may get up in the morning and check your text messages. And if you have like a crazy text message from, say, an ex, or something from a family member or whatever, that is your automatic distraction from whatever you may have planned to do that day. Everything now has gone out the window because whatever text message you received, or somebody hit you up in your DMs, or you check your Facebook or your Instagram, and as soon as you do that, you are hooked. You're already in, and then that's your day. Your day starts there and usually ends there. Or if you get up, which in my case, some mornings I'll get up and I do put YouTube on, but I'm putting on motivational videos or things of that nature. But once I do that, when I put the video on, I set my phone down. I'm not watching whatever the video is. I'm just listening to the words. Or if I happen to have an audio book, it's the same. I'm listening to the words. Sorry about any noise in the background. Moved, but yeah, people are starting to head out now for the day. But yeah, that's just what I really wanted to come on and talk about, was setting yourself free, at least for some moments, of technology. So my tips on doing it would really be just to start off slowly. The best way to start off is starting off in the morning. So in the morning, when you first wake up, you should know how much time it takes you to get up, get out the door, get yourself ready, all those things. So when you start off in the morning, at least just starting off, the first 15 minutes, don't touch your phone. Like if you use your phone as your alarm clock, touch it to turn it off, as far as that goes. But I mean, don't physically open up the screen with, if you have like me, with, you know, fingerprint opens everything up. Don't touch the screen. Don't look at an email. Don't look at a text message. Don't look at any social media. Just take that 15 minutes in the morning to spend some time with yourself. Go do whatever it is your normal morning routine is, but just do it in the world of quiet. And one thing that you'll realize is that it's really not quiet. It's not as quiet as you think. It's maybe quiet in the house, but your head is running. And one thing that happens with being caught up and distracted by technology is that any thoughts that we may have, or any ideas that may be, you know, the best next thing out there, who knows what it is, they're being blocked off by the distraction of sitting in technology. So take that time to hear some of your thoughts. Take that time to do your mantras, to do your prayer, your meditation, whatever it is, something. Take the time to start to maybe write down a few things. Write down some of your goals for the day, to write down what you're grateful for, to write down what you've been blessed with, just any of those things. Start off slowly by slowly giving yourself a set amount of time where you're not using your phone. So yes, I do run a business with my husband, Earth Nutritional Elements, where we talk about integrative wellness, which includes not just your diet, but what you do on a daily basis, what you think about, what you eat. And when I say eat, I go into every aspect of eating. So what are you eating mentally? What are you eating physically? What are you eating spiritually? So that encompasses our business. So while I do run that business, I do have goals of going on and updating our website today, as well as making sure that I post to our Instagram page and our Facebook page and to Twitter and those type of things. But when I do that, I make sure that I set aside to do that, to edit videos. But once I'm done editing the video, once I post that video, that's it. I don't sit to see how I'm on the video. I don't look to see how many likes I've gotten on the video, I'll set aside time later in the day to go back and do that. So that throughout the day, I'm actually doing daily stuff. So that throughout the day, I'm setting aside time to meditate, setting aside time to actually clean, to work out, whatever it is that I am setting myself up to do. If I were to, this is just me, but I'm sure it's other people out there, have my phone in my hand all day, a lot of things wouldn't get done. I'd be in YouTube all day. I do have a smart TV. Most people probably do. But I don't have cable, but I have Netflix and Hulu and YouTube video. Everything else is on there. But when I go on there, I set aside time. So I don't want to say I limit myself, but I say I discipline myself to say, okay, if I'm going to watch a TV show, I'm going to watch this one movie, and it's this much, this however long it is, and that's it. When that movie is over with, TV gets shut off. If I'm watching a TV show or a series on Netflix right now, I need to get into the second Iron Fist. I haven't done it yet since it's been out. But when I do, I will watch like one show, and then that'll be it until I decide to watch the next show. I don't, me personally, want to binge watch anything, because then that will take away from any other thing or any other goal that I have. So again, my main tip number one is to start off small. Start off small with a little bit of time, usually in the morning without touching your phone. After that, step two is set goals of what you really want to be doing throughout the day. And if that is not always being on your phone, then you'll start making the time for those other things to do and not be at your phone. Because one thing I hear a lot is that I don't have time. I didn't have time to do this. I didn't have time to do that. Oh, dang it, the time went away. We all have the same 24 hours. Every individual, all of us have the same 24 hours in a day. No matter what time you wake up, no matter what place on the continent you reside on, we all have the same 24 hours. It's what you do in that 24 hours. Are you taking steps towards building your business or looking for a new car or whatever it is that you're doing, or looking for a new job, whatever it is? Using the "I don't have enough time" is, to me, more so, I guess I want to use the word excuse, but it's what are you doing with the time that you have? When you woke up this morning, or like when I woke up this morning, the first thing that I did, like I said, is got myself together, got on my cruelty-free vegan makeup, put my face together, did my hair, brushed my teeth, all those things, all without touching my phone. It was a solid 30 minutes before I touched my phone. And when I touched my phone is when I decided to make this podcast for you guys here on Anchor or Google or Spotify or Apple, to all any listeners out there. So that is what I did with my time. So I'm not looking at my phone. My phone is in my hand and I'm using it to record my voice, but I'm not looking at anything on it. I made a conscious decision to get up and do something about and towards my business. And once I post this onto our account on our podcast, the next thing that I'll be doing after that is morning routine. So I'll be getting my family up, making sure that we start going through those aspects of the day, whatever needs to be done, which will involve like homeschooling and cleaning and things of that nature. Because at this time, yes, I do work outside of the home, but I rotate with my husband. So he'll work mornings or I'll work nights and we'll switch shifts and things like that. Because we have goals and their goal is to be successful in their business, in assisting people with integrative wellness. And in order to do that, we have to make sure that we have that time set aside to help out individuals. So I hope this isn't too long. I'm not sure how much of an attention span or time, if you want to use that word, that you'll be able to set aside and listen to this podcast. I hope you do. I hope you do check out at some point when our Instagram page, Earth Nutritional Elements, where we do have the links to both of our personal pages, or you can check out our website, www.earthnutritionalelements.com. As I said, I will be setting aside time today. I'm not sure the exact time to make some tweaks or just to look at the website and take some notes, do some research, maybe make some changes to see why I may not be getting what I want to get, just those type of things. But I hope everyone has a blessed day, that everyone is able to get done at least one thing that you may have had a goal of doing today, to take one step forward or towards your collective wellness, your integrative wellness, to integrate into your lifestyle the overall, I'm trying to figure out a good word to say this, but just your integrative wellness, period, to make sure that what you eat mentally, what you eat physically, what you eat spiritually is all for the betterment of your body. So what I ate mentally this morning is what I'm telling you this morning. So it became a physical manifestation, is that to set aside some time to think, to set aside some time to really be in my thoughts and to see what thoughts I want to keep and what thoughts I want to let go. To set aside some time to say to myself, okay, what do you want to accomplish today, as well as what needs to be done? So there's a difference between what I want to accomplish and what needs to be done. What needs to be done is the laundry. What needs to be done are, you know, cooking and things of that nature. Those are like necessities. Schooling, educating myself, doing things for the business, those are needs. Wants to be done are making sure that I set aside time to work out, whatever the workout may be, whether it be 5 minutes, whether it be 60 minutes, whatever it is. Set aside time to sit and read something that I haven't read before. I do have some things I need to be typing up today. Just make sure that I put a few more things in the forefront that I didn't have, or that I didn't do the other day while I was at work. Because yes, I do understand, to my people out there and to all the students out there who go to school during the day and who work during the day, that usually takes up most of your physical time and mental time, because you're on the clock punching in those hours. But once you are no longer doing that, just make sure you set aside some time for yourself, for your family, so that you're not wrapped up in social media land, so that as soon as you get home, the only thing you can remember is looking at your phone when you go to bed, because that's where your all of your attention is. So I'll just leave you with our definition, or in the, could of course probably Webster's, of attention. Your attention is what you attend to. So whatever you focus on, whatever you're putting that energy towards, that becomes your attention. So the more you put your energy towards sitting inside of social media or sitting inside of this technology, your handheld computer, as I like to call it, that is where all your focus and your attention will go to. And time for anything else will just be by the wayside. So again, peace, love, happiness, wellness. I'm not sure why I said again, because I didn't say it before, but now I can say again, peace, love, happiness, and wellness. Everyone have a blessed day. Set aside some time for yourself. And hope you enjoy this podcast.